Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute, and we welcome him back to the program. Brad, thank you so much for all that you do, and welcome back to Vocal Point.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right. Now, you live in the land of the fruits and nuts, and that is California, and there's a lot of crazy legislation sometimes, crazy at least from a Judeo-Christian perspective. I understand there's some new policy that some of the liberals are trying to get passed that would actually impact the usage of pronouns in nursing homes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's really crazy in that this pending legislation, SB 219, would require all nursing homes and retirement facilities, including Christian ones, private religious nonprofit ones, it would require all of them to refer to residents in terms of the pronoun or their gender that they're wanting them to be referred to as, whether they like it or not, and whether it violates the conscience and convictions of the staff member or not. So this is the transgender agenda invading literally the nursing homes, every nursing home and retirement facility in the state of California. It violates the freedom of conscience, the free speech of the employees and staff, and there is this is a part of the penal codes if this gets adopted. So we're looking at a potential misdemeanor, a criminal prosecution for any of these benevolent retirement workers, staffers who choose to not comply with this edict.
So when nuns are caring for the elderly, if, let's say, there's a man who wants to be known as a woman, if she says, excuse me, sir, would you like your tea? She being the nun, could get in trouble instead of saying, excuse me, ma'am, would you like your tea? But you almost have to wonder how many transgenders are there that are older people that need, you know, nursing care?
Oh, there are so many who need nursing care. And it's you know, it's not even...
So many transgenders?
Well, no. There are not that many transgenders needing nursing care, but even if there are, you know, they can have gender identity dysphoria, they can have that mental condition, but to tell a nurse that or a nun in a retirement care facility that they have to lie, they have to carry on with the game and encourage the delusional state of mind to continue against their own conscience and convictions, that's irreprehensible. I mean, there's no reason, rational reason, that such an extreme action of government should be able to invade religious institutions and nursing homes.
Hmm. And I mean, I just don't understand this. I mean, it seems like society's just going crazy. In fact, here's a quote from you when this story first broke. You said, radical gender theory has real negative consequences for society. All of us should be alarmed by the attempt to now criminalize the use of legal names and grammatically correct pronouns in nursing homes. We believe this bill is not only unconstitutional, but unconscionable. Very well put, Brad. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's coming to a city and state near you. That's what people need to understand.
But I don't live in California.
but California, it's like the beaches of Normandy.
Like a bellwether.
I like to refer to California as that's the front line of the most critical battles. But if we don't prevail in Normandy, then the battle is going to be in Florida. It's going to be in Texas. It's going to be in New York and Pennsylvania and Michigan. It's going to be all over the country, this statute. And so that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute work so hard all across the country, but particularly on the West Coast, to combat these new initiatives to permeate and get their foothold in California and then invade other parts of the country through the legislature.
What pronouns is somebody supposed to use? Is it a situation where, let's say, again, you have a man who's pretending to be a woman, so you should use the pronoun she, her, that kind of thing, right? Hers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they want. But there's now some 30 different pronouns that are out there.
What?
that are being created to deal with all kinds of different dysphoria out there for people because they feel like they're, you know, maybe a woman and a man or neither, or there's just a whole host of different kinds of political correct pronouns for to placate and to accentuate the dysphoria that these people, these patients and residents may be dealing with. Now, we need to have compassion and love for people who have gender identity dysphoria. That's a given. But do we really is it really compassionate to do so in a way that number one only furthers their dysphoria, and number two trounces upon the rights and liberties upon these private, often religious retirement homes, nursing facilities that do not believe in the furthering lies and deceptions with regards to gender or anything else for that matter.
How many genders are there?
Well, it's growing. You used to be there was a man and a woman, but now you've got all kinds of, like I said, different combinations. There's 30 so far, roughly 30 new pronouns, new gender types that are being recognized or invented, and it just shows you how serious and ridiculous it is, but how serious it is in terms of its direct threat on religious freedom and free speech when it comes to these private nursing home, nursing and retirement facilities.
Can we answer the question, how many genders are there? There are two. That's the way the male, you know, the Creator has made us in His
right.
image, male and female, He created them, meaning human beings. So
right.
isn't that sufficient for me? I mean, that works for
no,
me,
it,
you know.
You're right. In most states, that's what it is. That's how it's always been. But we have other states like California that are changing it. And they're wanting to push that on the rest of the country, and if we don't stand up to them successfully, they could very well succeed. And that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute are taking it so seriously. In fact, if people would like to keep up with this and our other cases,
sure,
Jerry, we encourage them to go to our website where they can get our updates via email once a week. It's called our Legal Insider. They can get that at pji.org. PJI. .org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
And I know you have to go pretty soon, but let me ask you this. I understand that on Facebook, they got to a point where they were saying, okay, there's 58 genders plus, and they kept adding, and I don't even know. Maybe it's, ad infinitum, but it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Exactly. You're exactly right. It does not make sense. And it is very... it's very tragic, very tragic that our society is going down this path of permeating and furthering confusion, not just for adults in society, but for our children as well. And we're seeing this manifest in public schools all the time. And of course, that's another topic for another day, probably. But
could these nursing homes get in trouble as far as the bathroom situation?
Oh yes, that's something else. They could definitely potentially get in trouble. With regard to the bathroom situation, because it's once again recognizing the lie that they're believing with regard to their gender, and then having to placate. And once again, if they don't, they're looking at criminal prosecution of misdemeanors of nuns and others working for these nursing facilities in the intolerant state of California. It's really tragic. And once again, I encourage people to go to our website to get more information so you can really keep up to date with what's
PJI.org. I know you're in a hurry and you're going to have to get off for a conference call real fast, but are there some lessons from North Carolina on this? Because here, North Carolina took a stance in the right way, and they've been hammered ever since.
I say follow Texas. Texas, I think, is a great example of a state that stands their ground.
And is doing it in a way that is not being, you know, challenged as much or something, or it's more
right.
constitutional or something.
They stand their ground. Everyone knows they're going to stand their ground, and people are moving into the state with business and capital at a very fast clip. The bottom line is the average American is on the side of states like Texas, and other states need to realize that, or they will pay the price.
Yeah. Okay. I know you've got to get off for a conference call. Anything else you want to add to this?
I think that's all, except we'd love to, if anyone needs assistance, we at Pacific Justice Institute would love to help them without charge. Just go to our website, pgi.org or pacificjustice.org, and we'd love to help them. Thanks again, Jerry. I really appreciate
sure.
the opportunity.
Thank you, Brad Dacus. God bless now. Bye-bye.
God bless.